holding by Simon Tzavi, surveys the sugya of the Aktana having Ksamim. So first, the Ishus Aktana sees a regular period. Lachas you come in with your eyes. So that's the Gemara Dachlan Beis. Even the first day she's born, the Gemara brings down a pasuk. Walach Moshe Mishinai. The pasuk says Isha V'Isha, the extra vav. Walach Moshe Mishinai. It didn't derive so. However, over here we're discussing the sugya of Kesavim. Come on, Gemara and Afhei. The Gemara brings down a Chinah ben Antignois. Shafilas Adidim Shalom Ulochlachun Bedam Ein Choshen Lo. Even if her bed sheet is full with blood, the Maisa Michael Kesavim is a dinder apanon. Heim Amru Behem Amru. They said that Sugam will come along to be Makel over here. However, it's very clear on the page, three questions how far to apply this concept. That means number one, is there a chiluk if she's married, or is Dafka in the case which is a Ptuyo, or all cases? The second, where do you find it? Dafka the Sadinim, even on the body. The third question is, let's say you know for sure it came from her. You have nothing what to be told upon. Three different questions among the Gdalei Achronim. How do you apply this kula in the Gemara by Chana that she has no ksamim? So first, if she has a husband, Kamal Mutaz, he brings down the back in Yom Shloimo. He wants a taina that since by the case of we see by Psula, that even though by Dam Psula we have what to be trail upon, a maka, yet Chazab is manazer. Everyone knows you have Zayin Akiyim, and that's the meaning. Here also same idea. Once you have this chumra that we're makam upon Dam Psula. Who didn't, once you marry, can be machmo on a girl, even though she's less than 12 years old, also have the sugya of kesavim. And that's how the Taz passing like the Bach Yom Shloim, that this head does not apply once she's married. Kamal Mashach, and then it goes to Kesef, and he disagrees. He says, first, the fact he says, Ein lahokum in a minig, first of all, there is no such minig. And even if it is a minig, with my Yom Shloim says it, it means dafka minig negate the dam basulim. And number three, things are not shchiach, cannot have a case of a minig. And therefore, he goes on further and says, the reason why machmer by Dam Sulam can give over to the Rav Am, and therefore we have chumers over there. Masha Enkin over here, as you see the Mechaber and the Torah that were machmer Dam Sulam, did not bring in halach to be machmer Zman Adem when she's married. Therefore, the concept says, not the Mechalik, heim omu veheim omu, even when they're married. Therefore, the place came after the Tazan Shach, they all go like the Shach. On the page of Tosh Shlomim, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Chochmas Adam, the Graz, the Kishchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, the Bushei Taira, we pass in Aloha like the Shach, that Chazal is not Mechalik, whether she's a case of a Puniyo or married, as it was Aruch HaShulchan, B'chol Inyad L'Gazru. Aleph. Second, what happens when you have a Kesem, you find on the body of the Ktano? That means again, Kamal the Bach, he says, the Gemara says, Dafka Satinam, Dafka on the sheets. Sounds like, why do you want to say a bigger chiddush? Even on the body of the ketan you find dam, also let's be tell upon the ksamim and say there's no ksamim man, and let's be makel over here. Elamai dafkan sadinim or other things you have a clear, maybe she went through the shuk. But a body, it's mamish, came connect, it's a mokan. A body we have no clear, come on to be machmer. Again, the shach quotes this mahalach and said, look, Gozab Tanuk is klal, even if found upon the guf. I, why do you want to say a case of sadinim? Ochidim also knockout. Usually, when you find on a ktana, not a body, find on the sheets. And then again, come on the place, and they follow like the Shachavir, another kula. Again, the Tosh Shlom, and the Chavdas, Chamzad, Megraz, Aruch HaShulchan. They pass them through the second question. The third question is a little bit harder. What's the loch of you when you know the dam comes vade from the ktana, and you don't have any tliyah, except it came with Adar Gosho? Again, with Adar Gosho, the vade there, I say, here you have no Gosho. So come on the place, and they say that two reasons why to be machmer. One is Kamal the Chavadas, as a Medayik from Rashi. Rashi says the reason why you're Mekel is only because the Ikla Meimash of a Bashuk. Therefore, you have a Tliya of what to be Mekel. If you know a Vade came from her, you have no Tliya. Why be Mekel? The first is coming, the Sukh over here, that the way how Rashi explains that concept over here is Daka with the Ikla Meimer. If you don't have Ikla Meimer, you have to be Machmer. The second point is, the Sukh of Nemonis. How do we know it's a Kestim? She says she has no Gosho. Because she said she had no agasha. They point out a couple of reasons why there's a problem over here. Number one, she's a ketano. A ketano said of kivega and tshuva has no nemonis. So kivega and simsat beis simpe aleph is a kasha. How in the world are we stepping upon it when you know for sure it came from her? She has no nemonis. The Kishkun Aruch gets a question. He says we have Chazaka of Dam Kam Dagosho. So how she Neman connected to Chazaka? The way the Parashas Mishnah gets a question. How she Neman not to say she has a Goshes if she never not a Bucky not Goshes? She actually is a Ketana. She never had a Goshes. Even with Manazer, who do have a Goshes quasi, they're not familiar with. A Ketana that never had it. She never said she had no Goshes. So we tell the Sugi of Neman is coming numerous Gdolah Achorinim. Whether she's not a Baki, or she's not a Chazoko, or Mitzah, she's not Nemo, they have a Baya, wanted the world to be Semech upon her when she knows Vada became a Gufa. And therefore, the Vosa says, we know Vada, the Maisa, come up to be Machmer. I said a Sheni, Toy Shlomo on the page, bring down a Divei Chamudas, and they want to say, maybe Toy Sofi in the words of Rashi, and Rashi says, Iklamemo, he wants to fix up the words of Rashi, Yishlotin. And therefore, the water come along, once Chazal and Maisa were Mekel, across the border of Mekel, even Vada came a Gufa, even Vada. We tell the Sugi of the Monas, I have a hard time answering what happened to the Sugi of the Monas. As Chazaka, they say very simple. This Chazaka forgets you shouldn't see. It's like a Chazaka, the Dam, comes to Gosho, Chazaka, the Kram does not see any Dam. So you have Chazaka connected to Chazaka. But as the Monas, Yeshvoda, why the world is leaving her? That she knows well enough to say she doesn't have a Gosho. Maishra, Chashokh, and the grass come out to be Mekel, not like over here, the Chavadas. Oh, it's a kasha comes out, negated to what to do with the sugi when you know a vada comes from her. That means we have three questions. Two of them we pass on the shach. Number one, she's a husband, we're not machalik. Number two, it's even found out on magufa. The third question, vada magufa, that yesh lodin. But they point out this idea to make some by ketano. We know the four different muslakis we mentioned last time in Mishnah. There's muslakis, that's muberis, munekis, keno, ketano. The halacha that there are no kesam applied by ketano. What about by the other three? They apply the idea kesam. Are you saying the no kesam by the other three muslakses? So they point out basically that we know that if a regular isha after she has designed days of nida, even if meizivah she's not supposed to see, avada the kesam. So mubeis and munekes are beetsim in the parsha kesam. Just right now they're not aiming to see. So avada is the idea of kesam. What? She's not supposed to see. It's loy es nedosay. She's a chaylo. She's not supposed to see. It's Cain. It's similar. I'm just trying to show out the point that we see that someone is not made to see. Still, we have that difference. Because you have numerous rights to the simon. That's just the lum d'shavoy. What about as a Cainor? She's not made to see. 100 years old. Like the last time people make fun. 100. Make it simple. Not made to go see. Is it nechal get it like a ketano? So, by Esim, there is a eponym Iris. He comes along with one tiny by Zakanas like a Ketana. There's no idea for some. Come along with the Pesach Shuvah, beginning of Simon Kutzak Aleph. He brings down the Siddur Torah and says, you forgot before Shemachab will get to the Simon and Sif Mem Hei and Sif Nun Beis. He brings down the Sugi Kesam even by Zakanah. And therefore, we'll see all the places we say that Loch applied by Zakanah. The Benish Chai explains why. Because once you're in the Parsha Kesam, you're not ever taken out of it. Ketana was never in the Parsha. Ubeis, Munekis, Meziva, Zakeno, all these people who were once in the parasha, once Chazal put upon you, was never taken away. Ketana, the side of the head of Ketana is Heimamu, Behemamu, who's never in the parasha. Okay, then we'll have these coolers over here with its parameters.
So Ketana doesn't see for 3 times after
she's
Muslim, she goes back to
the original. That's what the halacha says. Yeah. Because she's back to Ketana's not made to see, never made to be in the parasha.
Well, she's Muslim.
True, she was in the parasha, but she was this group was never made to be in the parasha. Now the Chabad does end off Sebeis. It says once you're mochzik after 3 times, then we are chosh v'ksamim. And therefore, when Sef Kimli discusses what's the lacha negated to be mochzik, let's say you see 3 times in 1 day. If a person in Mizalefes or a case of Shefas, and then he stops in between, come along with the Chabad and says if you're Pesekes, it counts as 2 ears. The Mechaber down machlokes among the Rishonim. The Rambam says no, you need a halacha of 3 vestas. The Mechaber down the first sheet that says even 3 times in 1 day. The Rambam says yish lachmer even 3 times in 1 day. Now there's a machlokes taz and shach over here. I understand the kimto of when it says the words of shaposka she stopped. It counts as 2 years. What is it going back on? The Mechaber has 2 cases over here. It says shafas it pours out. Mizalef as it goes tip tip drop by drop. Then shaposka the halacha is kisrevius. Shapaska going back on what words? Shafas or Mizalefes? How do you read the words of the Mechaber? Machlok is Taz and Shach. The Taz understands the Maisa is going back on both of them. The Loch is Shafas, Shapaska, has get of 2 years, same thing with Mizalefes. The problem is when you read the Gemara and the Chachamim ask, the Gemara says you fast for 7 days straight. It's not possible. It's not shaykh. You can't live that way. You're not going to survive. You're not going to live. Says the Taz had to answer that. He wants to say, 7 days is not possible, but 2 or 3 days is possible. Therefore, Shaposka's 2 years is a case of Shafas for a couple of days, or Mizalefes, and then Shaposka goes back in both, and Shaposka counts as 2 years over here. That's how the Tosh Shalom goes, the Crazy Placey, the Graz, Makar Chaim, Tel Hashani, Machalik Shashokal, the Shak quotes the Bach. It says, the Gemara says Shafas is not possible. And therefore, the Lachal Shafas only literally get of 1 year. He says, he quotes in the Kuzi Kesef, even for 2 or 3 days, the mice is not possible. Isha cannot have dam coming up a body for 2 or 3 days straight. That's dam coming up pouring constantly, it's impossible. So if you read the Kuzi Kesef, it sounds like very strange. Machliks the Metzias. Ta says, 7 days is not possible, but 2 or 3 days is possible. The Shach quotes him and says, no, two, three days is not possible. Isha cannot live that way. So the argument is, one thing is possible, one thing is not possible. So whether Crazy wants to answer the Taz, he wants to say what the Taz means. Shafas means the pores. A pores that then goes and slows down to tip, tip, tip for hours or a couple of hours, then goes back to Shafas, but never stopped. That's the definition of Shafas. And then it comes out, they're really misunderstanding each other. You have to know what the Shaf would hold in that situation. But the way the Taz is being Machman, Nichol Geder Shaposko, Shteirias, Shafas, meaning it's going straight, never stops. But stop being from pouring to drop, pouring, drop. That's nichel in this category of shafas. Can be a machlokes among the poskim what to go do. Siftal is a lochel once you mochzik, you moiker the chazaka by ketano once she sees 3 oynos or 90 days. What does that mean exactly? We'll get to the lochel of zekeinu. What exactly that means of 90 days or 3 oynos? Sifhei. That means basically on dalo with case ketano, not too practical, not really negel. So the is very important. We have a mission after the Chesed Beis that says of Chinuch ben Atignus, again he paskins, Alocha is Akir Kriz, Shalpul, even though he did not kill one. In Machloikis, we paskin, Alocha like of Chinuch ben Atignus, that we're going to serve upon a lentil of a Sheikh Kriz, even though he did not kill one, will might still be Mekel. The main question I start off is what's the Avon in the Gzero? Is it Dafka Sugya Tliya, or is it like Gazu? That's Chakira, Bira Dover. We have two Mishnayis. We have Mishnah from Zayin of Beis and Mishnah from Ches of Beis. The Mishnah of Zayin of Beis, we have a Sugya of Tliya. What's a Sugya of Tliya? Basically, we have nothing more to be tell upon, but she finds it on her shoulder. How in the world did they get it there? It must be came from somewhere else. We don't have anything to tell you what to make a Tliya. We just know it cannot come connected to Islam Mokum. That's the Zayin of Beis, unless she does aerobics or acrobatic. Otherwise, on the shoulder is not possible, on the neck is not possible. So we make a Tliya. After the Chesed Beis is when she went to Shuk Shal Tavachim. She's eating some, she was painting, ketchup, whatever you want. We have what to blame it, make it clear upon. That's Pashas, the mission of the Chesed Beis. We have something to tell you why exactly it's not here and say it did not come from the Isha, it came from something else. So we have two Mishnais in the gate of the Sugya of Tliya. One saying it can't be from her, one saying that we have what to blame it on. In the gate of the Sugya of Kikris V'Oid, we're saying very clear, we have to tell upon a pool, upon a machilis, the size of a pool. Is it that in a case where you have to know that machilis are around? You have to know that the lice are around, kingdom are around. If they're not around, we have no tli over here. Well, no, the reason why Chazal made it was mitzan machilis. But once they made it together, they said, oh, anything less than the shear of a kigris for oid, the mice will be mekel. Is it tama dover? Is mitzan machilis? But the gedder is the shear, or no, the tam is the getter. Again, basically, if you have no machlis, can we make it? That means Gemara says, why do you have the shear? It's not possible. But let's say we have no machlisim. That means whether the way the swarm is the question, that is manazer, usually more the American swarm say, there are no machlisim around, no lice around, or the way they ask it in other countries, more than Israel, there are machlisim around. Except they're very small the size. That means you take any kid in the street, pull them over, take out a bug, you squash it with your finger, you hit the snap over there, and the size of the bug, the dam that comes out, so it wasn't true, is about 5-6 millimeters. And we're coming along to say the shear over here is about 90 millimeters, almost 2 centimeters. That's 4 times the size of our machilis. So Chaim is saying, what is the Havana in this Shir Kegris? Is it based upon you need a clear Be'etzem? Then what are we, world are we doing the size of a penny for? It's talking about Simon. Or no, Chazal is saying that that's the reason why they made the Shir Kegris for Oid. But once they said the Gedur is Kegris for Oid, Loi Plug Chazal. That's Chakir over here. And the Pesach Tshuva, the Kontes, and Yud will discuss both these two sides over here. It starts with Pesach Tshuva, the Kontes, with the Reim. And the simple reading of the Reim is the Meister went out of Baki, and therefore should be Machmer. With Shlomo Kluger, he writes, the Vader, it's a real Tliya, like the Mishnah, the Chesed, and Beis. If you have no Machelisim, or your Machelisim are smaller, the Meister should be Machmer. He writes, Shuv, Matzasi, Re'isi, the Chsam Soiv, says, not that way. He says, Ve'ein Vom Nir Klal. I don't hold that at all. The Banishchai, the Meister, he comes along and says, the Loch, the Meister, you have to be Machmer, and go after the Machelisim that are practical Bismanenu. The Kishon Aruch has a lotion of a Bal Nefesh to be Machmer. And Rav Vozna sounds like he's mitzadah to be Choshe to be Machmer, at least in certain Akimtas. And there he says he can only be tiled upon 5-6 millimeters. Asad HaSheni, the Pesach Tshuva and Sukkot Tes, he brings down the Reim, and then he brings down the Besam Rosh that that's not shot in the Reim. The Reim, when he's saying his concept over here to be Machmer, we'll get to another question, is maybe the Dam over here is thick, and therefore when something is thick, how do you judge the Shia Kegurz V'oit? Which is a separate machlokes. Pesach Tshuva and Sukkot Yod bring down the Mil Tztoko, that he's marked upon the Sugyo, to the Maisa, just like by Beged Tzvul, we'll get to by the Shem and Sif Yod. The lacha is, once you find out any beggar that's colored, a gam you can see the dam peel off and see clearly his blood. Big day tzvonim like gozu. Just like also by makabel tumo, we see that on somebody's not makabel tumo like gozu. You're also the maestro like gozu. Not like gozu. What's the reason behind it? There are two ways of saying it over. Either way, how the Pesach Tshuva have gone, you're big down from the Tzam Soik we mentioned last Chaburo. The Be'etzem, why in the world are being machab is manazer? The Ma'amokim that we had the Sugi of Kesomim, Chazal set up Be'ikim Tzad HaSugi of Taharis, Tzad HaSugi of Kodshim. Except, should not be a Chuch of a Tlulo, and therefore, so Taharis also Labailo. Shouldn't make sense. She's Tomei Lataharis, and Labailo will make her a Motor. Therefore, just like Lataharis should be Tomei, Labailo should also Tomei. Bizman HaZeh, Lamai, so you don't have Taharis, we're not Machmer, we left Labailo. So why the world to be Machmer, says Chazal Sofer? Because we don't have a minion, to Mevatel, what Chazal will go to be for him. Therefore, he says, if you go after Bezman HaZeh, we should have any Sugyo Kesomim. Except we can have a Vat, what was? What was? The Shir Kegris V'Oid, the Maisa, the Remekel, until that year. Therefore, once you're going Bezman in those times they had a Tliya, again Bezman HaZeh, we do not have a Tliya. Therefore, once you have that Kula in those times, we'll take a Bezman HaZeh. Therefore, it's Nichol, the category of Lagozer. Ramosh and Shuvah, he quotes the Mahalach, a second way of saying, oh, he does not like Chassam Sefer. And the Ilum is very simple. They don't understand. Let's say it's man of those days. They had no Machalism around. Where would the Shir be? Let's say in those days, Machalism were only 5-6 millimeters. In those days, man of Chazal, with that Kodshim, based on Mikdosh, where would the Shir be? 5 millimeters. So let's go after those days, as if we had no Machalism. But even in those days, we're following those days, but those days also would have changed. That's an obvious question of some Sefer. Manashav, why? We're taking those days. When during those days? Those days, it wasn't a locha of 19. Those days were after what was. So let's take, what was those days? What was the Maisel? So Moshe says, no, that's not pshat. He quotes some Sefer. He ends up saying, whether some Sefer writes or he's right, the locha is midin lagosu. Many times you read the words of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, the locha is sheker gris. The Gemara says the reason why, but we see in the Mishnah, it's set up, Beduik in the Mishnah, Chazal set up, this is the share. I feel Loi Hogu says the Mishnah, Paslak Vadina Benedictus. That's how we set up, and the Tam, the Gemara says, but the Mishnah says the share. So we see clearly Chazal set up like Big Dates for them, like Nabi Makabal Tumor. The Sugi is what Sheikh agrees for it.
What's the share?
The reason, again, the reason is Ein Chol Kol Mito Mito, that's true. But Chazal set up how the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah does not say, because the Mishnah says that's the share. Chazal set up this is the share. Therefore, Loch Lamaisel, Ikil Paiskim do not go like Mishlam Kluger. Dr. Chuba's Loshin is Be'emis Novo, Balei Ruel, Lahokov, Kol Gavin, all cases. The Rokachev goes this way, the Chaznish goes this way, but Moshe, come on, all Paiskim go this way. With any Losh you want to use, whether the Moshe's Gedder, how the Chalk Yoyev and the Reyatsu goes, the Samtev is Loshin, how the Peshkei Tshuva goes, the Meister, we are maker, we have a get of like Osir. There could be a nafkamina, how to say it over, we get to Loch and Tzif Lam Avav by H.A. Nabodik. When you make it clear on Lashon HaGriz of whose Griz we're discussing, to go up to Bezman Chazal or Bezman Hazeh. Who will come out, Machol Yisam Sofer versus Moshe. When again, Lono, practically, in the standard case, the Loch is, we passing the get of Griz is like Osir. Therefore, anything less than Shia of a Griz, the Meister would make all. If so, what's the Shia of a Griz now? What does that mean? Now, the Gemara is very clear that Machol Yisam Griz for Oid, and anything less than the Meister's Mutter, we passing Lakula Griz for Oid. I just say Losh Griz, it's easier. That's the old law. People speak that way. The Shia is Griz for Oid, to Matami you. Now, a Griz is nine Adoshim. Nine Adoshim means 3x3 over here. Every Shia of Adosho, the Gears according to Shach, it's not Chodal Tzairis, but it's Kedal Tzairis. The river comes out, if you have 9 Adoshim, times 4 Tzairis, it's 36 Tzairis. So it comes out very simple, the shear over here is 36 Tzairis. So you take your Tzairis, let's go measure it. Now, whose Tzairis are discussing? Tzairis on your head, Tzairis on your arms, your body. What Tzairis are discussing over here? So that commotion says, the Tzairis means the Tzairis on your head, which are much closer together, or Chashul goes much closer together. However, the only way the Peshkei Tshuva over here, it brings down a man Nasivim, and before in the Chokhmah, the Chamtzi says, the get is the Saris on the person's body. And the grass went this way, and Bikkur's form went away on the body. And all that, the Pashti Moinu wants a time that maybe there's a Shmot in the Dark Kamoshi, he's missing out. That we pass can get to Sugi Nagoyim, the Locha is the Saris on your body, not the Saris, the Mice on your head. Now, they do get involved with, also when he says Saris, whose hand? Everyone understands there are, first of all, people are closer. Or for their part, people have thicker hairs, people have thinner hairs, depends on Yisradi, Ashkenazi, Maisa Sugi Negoyim. So you learn Negoyim, it's all built upon that Sugi over there. What exactly we're discussing over here? They also do point when they say 36 hairs, they say it's in between the hairs, but the outside hairs is Chetzi Chetzi, because half is for the other hair, half for this hair. So 36 hairs, everything plus everything in between, and half what's outside. Now, the Mechaber says, or the price can be down, the locha is a getter, is a pull. Pull shalom, whatever pull, any lentil that you had. Now, let's say, if you had a bigger lentil, would you have a bigger machiris over here? So where the Taz brings down, the price can, you know, Shlomo says, the Rajisha says, if you have a bigger pull, you have a bigger kino, you have mice, you have what to be tailed upon. The bigger the beans are, the bigger the bugs are. Now, where does that come from? It's the Bach, the Shulchan brings down. Kim le chazal, that's Matthias. The bigger the beans, the bigger the bugs. Eshel has these massive jukes over here. I'm not sure exactly what beans are referring to, what pull is. That means there are different beans obviously around. But whatever the chazal mean to pull, the bigger the beans, the bigger the pull. The bigger the beans, the bigger the bug. Now there is a question with Manazeh, do we say the same thing or not? I see there's a Mavuchal, which is says we're not going to take it that far with Manazeh because we don't really have bugs, we don't really have keen around. The bigger the beans, the bigger the bug. Maisa, I see the Archa Shulchan, the Baal Shulchan brings down, and Echnami. If you bezman hazeh, you have bigger the beans, the bigger the machoilis. So, which does lead to interesting questions why in the world everyone is giving a set shear over here, do we seem to have large beans over here? Yesh lo, yesh lo, ayin. He says, Kim lei chazal. He says, because the Mitzvah says, the bigger the beans, the bigger the bugs. That's Chazal saying. Chazal knew that's what happened. Half of me, fine. Now, to know what the shear over here is, let's go through the numbers. So first, we're going to speak in centimeters and millimeters, because all the swarm, even the American swarm, discuss centimeters and millimeters. Basically what that means, a millimeter is very, very small. There's 10 millimeters to 1 centimeter. An inch is 2.54 centimeters. That means an inch, 2.5 centimeters is 1 inch. A millimeter is basically 10 millimeters to 1 centimeter. We'll keep to millimeters. Now, that's Aleph. Second, is that we make it easier, everyone discusses coins. Now, usually an easy way of defining things. So you have to know what coins are. So in America, the size of coins, a penny is 90 millimeters. A nickel is a case that is 21.2, bigger. And a dime is 17.9, smaller. And the quarter is obviously bigger, 24.3. That means the in-between is a penny. Everything, there's things above and below. Negeir to Eretz Yisrael, coins over the years changed. I myself saw it. When I first came in Chabura, we discussed the one agura. I don't think anyone over here saw one agurat. Over there, that was 17 millimeters. Last time we discussed five agurat. Is it around anymore? if it's not around. That was last cut time, 6 years ago. That's 19.5, which was very close to the size of 19, like a penny, which kind of was much better, easier to discuss. Then you have the Tanagarot, which is 22 millimeters, which is about the size, bigger than a nickel. Then we have the half a shekel, which is also 26. You have the one shekel, which is the closest today, which is Drap Lachum, with 80 millimeters. And then you have Trishkolm, 21.6. So again, those are the numbers, this and the coins. Now the question over here is, where did the confusion come from that seem to be some have different numbers? So there are three main problems over here. We'll get to that, we'll lead to the problems. There are three basic problems over here. The Svarim went through a Barichas as Peskachu being down from the Mil Tzedakah, who is in Kanfayona. He's Marach to the Sugyo, and he came out very clearly what the Gedder is, and therefore he wrote on the side of a Sefer, he made a circle, exactly what the size over here that should be. So the Mil Tzedakah already, he wrote the size on the side of a Sefer a few hundred years ago, so Mabaya. The Baya is when you reprint things, you can reprint it bigger or smaller. Or you can open a screen of a computer and have it bigger and smaller. And based upon the reprinting or the largeness or the smallness, the circle changes. Therefore, also the Kishon Aruch, the Lechem Vesilma, he has a circle very clearly over there what the size is. And you take out different Kishon Aruchs, and it's exactly the same size due to its print. But everyone has a different size over there. And even the Kishon Aruch is printed numerous times. Why? Because things change due to the clap of making the same size that was. And things change over here. So one problem is that the numbers change, and they call the same Aramach in the same Sefer. They measured it in the Sefer, and they have different numbers. Because that's the Sefer they had. When you print things, things change. One problem.
Get the first verse.
Yeah, where's the original?
Okay. Go ahead. Please. Try it. Fine. A second problem. As Rabbi Gabiyov pointed out, when it says the numbers over here, is it diameters or is it squared? Let me just take an example. You could say the number 18 millimeters. Is it 18 squared? Or is it 18? That's the diameter. That means the Chanish writes 18. If anyone goes to school, the idea of the area of a circle is pi r squared. That's the area of a circle, pi r squared. Anyone in America knows that. Anyone that I saw might be clueless. I've asked my kid. He went to the army, take a test in the math, all the R, and he writes any day all these questions. Fine. They don't know what it is. But basically, understanding over here, feeling tasteless, and something like that, Zayin Aches, is pi r squared. That means basically you're taking 18, that's and times by 18, that's the area of a square, it would be 324. Right? That's the area of a square if it's 18. Now you take 324 and you divide it by pi, 3.14, it's barely 103 r squared. So it comes out, the radius is barach 10, well, the diameter is 20.32, barach 20. So it comes out, when someone says 18 in squared is 20 diameter. So what do they mean when they say number 18, they mean squared? What do they mean? Circled.
How did you explain if you meant circled?
For example, the Baal HaShulchan writes in the Sefer, the loch is like the Chaznish, the loch is 18 millimeters, circled. He writes in the Luim, I seen the Bir Aloch explain that's not what the Chaznish, he meant squared, and therefore it comes out the Aloch is really 20.32.
The Baal
HaShulchan in the Luim fixes up what he wrote in the Sefer. He said the Chaznish said 18, I understood it one way, and he already meant something else. He said, I found the same Bir Aloch explained that I missed the boat. And that means, when it says 18 al 18, that means squared usually. But I see people calling the same Sefer, I just gave you an example of Baal HaShulchan, that sometimes they misunderstand what Svarim are saying. So the other confusion over here is, what are you referring to? Are you referring to the diameter of a circle or the size of a square? Plain and simple, like the Chaznish, where the Svarim messed up. What?
Why would you say a square over a circle?
Why would you? No, it's the same size. We're discussing area. Everything is area. Just when they wrote it, no, the area is going to be 324. But no one's saying the area. Everyone's saying, what?
A square doesn't have more volume than a circle?
Of course it does.
No, I'm saying is, yeah, it does. So therefore, when you say 18 square, that means Chanesh wrote 18. 18 what? By a square or by a circle? Square is bigger. So they pointed out, by the Shulchan thought he meant circle. The Bureau of Locha, and he writes him home, he said, not mean, he meant squared. They will come out and they get a circle be 20.32. It'll be a bigger number. Chanesh did not write a coin. Chanesh wrote 18 out of 18. So that's another issue when people, again, misunderstand what are we referring to. It's only changed about the size, the square. A third problem.
Chanish
is discussing a square. And ends up being all the sums called circles. That's where you say numbers over usually by coins, except some sums say squared, and they people misunderstand what exactly you're referring to.
Is it not understood that they were also talking about a circle? Because Moses says,
Did you read the Chasnish?
No.
He read the Chasnish. Certainly, once you see he's discussing squares, he's certainly discussing square. He certainly is black and white. He's discussing a square. A third problem is when you discuss coins, whether it's so I'm discussing Russian coins or Polish coins, different numbers. Coins over time change the size, depends on what country where you're from. One of the big tumults they get to the Sheikh Zayis, the Rams, they get to the Rambam. The Rams over generations, different countries have numerous different sizes. And therefore, everyone has a problem what country you're referring to, what happened, and what went on over here. Same thing they get to coins today is very exact. But it used to be whatever the printer decided, well, that's what he made, whether it's forgery or real, what country you're in, what they decided to go do. And therefore, the someone sent a coin, next place they had the same coin, which is a different size, and also that led to an issue. So, Negeto, where the Mavuch is coming from, we have three major issues over here. One is the exact size, people blew up and shrunk. Second thing is I'm discussing squid or a case of a circle. The third problem is coins, the mice have changed. Just say what the numbers of swarms say. So, first year, everyone discusses the B'chaim Noh. He says the shear is 14 millimeters. Everyone knows he's the makel in shurim. Over here, he's the machmer. He's the most machmerig shear.
14 square?
14, no. So everything I'm saying now is in circles. Everything circles. 14 millimeters. The stipler is brought down to Archos Abenu. He says 18 millimeters. Well, also 18, 19. The question is the stipler exact number or not. But most of them go with the number 19. The Moshe Tshuva, he writes a shir, it's ke'im, penny. He writes in parentheses, what is that? Cent echad, 1 cent, just to be clear for you. The shir of the Maisa is 19, which again, kamat 5 agruot, which is 19.5. But come on, all the swarm go this way. 25 different swarm go. The locker is the shir is a penny over here.
What's the Maisa where the bigger, smaller one?
Shu ke'im, penny.
Means.
It's like a penny. That is mutter, and above that is aser. That's mutter. Now, again, you have to mention the chadnus for my circle is bigger. When the chadnus he writes 18, but they say he points out as a circle, he means 20 millimeters. And they were the chodeshani with the bureau alocha. They the mice that go the size of 20 millimeters, or the avni saw that fisher goes also kains out. It goes like 21 over here. But the ikam among the swam they go the shear of 19. Now they do point out that usually you don't get a nice kesem, exactly the size of a circle, but your coin on top of it. Therefore, a lot of places now have these plastics where they make things rectangle, square, circle, you put it on top of see-through, on top of the pad that you get, on top of the kesem you get, to see, to be'erich, to measure what exactly came out over here, if it's the size of 19 millimeters or not. Now, again, the other place can say, to be choshesh, or shlom kluger, for the vos, after this man hazeh, the size is about 5-6 millimeters. But the person seem to go like goes to Chazal, and the gate over here is the mice is 19 millimeters. Now, if you're not sure, a lot of times you get something close, so you have to look very well, try to measure it. If you can't figure it out, you don't say sub double lekula, because your best estimate in front of you, your dash item, go with somebody else who does know. And there are people who might say more bekeem than you, you have to go find out. You can't just be make all sub double lekula. Now, once discussing calculating, there are a couple of questions that come up in the Gedolei Achronim. How do you decide what is nichel the category of shir kugiris va'id? One thing is you have a kesem over here, let's say 30 millimeters, except 15 of the mice is ma'ar k'shayro, and 15 is ma'ar tomei, but it's all one ma'ar. So to say it came from the oilim of the world, it's not feasible. The mice is one ma'ar, it came from the isha. Do you say it's matamahar? Or no, once we say loy gazu, 15 lemaisa is kosher, 15 is less than the size of a gris of oil, lemaisa will be mekel. So there is a chavadas one time, once we see it's one kesem, there's no way you can make it clear that it comes from the oilam. Then he wants to be machmer. And Moshe sounds like he wants to be choshed this way, lalach lemaisa. Lemaisa will get to sefiyot, if kirega on the page, brings down a milstoka, a shiditairo, and says, no, we don't pass this way. We can say that the dam of macholis got mixed in together, the color of red over here. And therefore, command all the swam, and as far as I know, all the halachas among the place communities, when they get a case of a kesem, let's say an undergarment, a taktoinim, well, they'll say what is brown or whatever color, blue, green, they'll knock it away. Whatever's left over to aster, they'll make sure that's the size of a penny or not. These are the samsoifah, the chokhmas odom, the graz, the kitzim, the machshashekel, Moshe Tyra or Choshucha, they come along and say the law is you look only to judge the Mayer that's Tomei, not the Mayer that's Tohar. A similar question is, let's say Echlami has something less than the size of a Kriyas V'Oid, 50 millimeters, except it's very thick. So how do you judge it now? You can spread it out. You say the mice, if it's thick, you'll spread it out to be a case of 25, 30. I'll come up to be machmer. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that those who are mafakvik to be machmer, he says, Einar el minu atmiyim, and the Kishchon Aruch, and the Ikh of the Paz come along and say, we judge exactly how it comes in front of us. That means the Adam saw the Pesach Shuvah discussed this case over here, and the Lach HaMaisa, the Ikh of the Paz come along and to judge what comes in front of us, Hagam, that those who want to be machmer, with the Knesh to it. That means the Pesach Shuvah Tzivkon and Tesri brings it down, and what time it really depends, if it's belay inside the garment, even though it's thick, the mice will be makel. But it's congealed on top, then this entire mice wants to be machmer. The Sfarim point out, in Chathosher or at Berkowitz, you never get something congealed on top. That's not the derech to get it. You usually belay inside, that's not that common. That means it comes out, if it's something that's thick, machol is among the paiskim out of paskin. Last paiskim on taina, the loch is, we don't care, it always goes the size that you see. So I'm saying, avada, if it's belay, we agree to that, but now if it's something is has some thickness to it that's congealed on top. A similar case, let's say you have a very thick baguette that's belay inside, but goes down a couple of layers. Now, how do you judge? Each layer is now, let's say each layer is 5 millimeters. You have 6 layers. Now you have 30 millimeters over here. Basically, the question leads to a pad. Right? A pad you can open up and separate. So how do you calculate a pad? Do you look at only the top? Or do you have to separate and start calculating everything that's inside? So the Pachad Yitzchak a few hundred years ago already says that no, we judge whatever is on top. That's how we look upon it. And therefore the Chodeshani, Marakoyin, the Ikhla Pais, Kimadana, Osher, right, live on the pad. The Lach is when we calculate just on top, you do not have to separate to calculate the amount that you have over here. We'll judge that shear and nothing more than that. A fourth question, interesting question, what do you do with stretchable garments? How exactly do you judge that? I in article how exactly he discusses that point over there. That's an interesting question. How do you look at tights? What's on you is one size, and then you take it over, it shrinks. Where did the dam come? When did it come? How exactly judge tights? It's an interesting question. That'd be which it was found, or when it was off, or when it stretches out. Interesting question. I look upon things. Again, we discussed four questions over here. You get to judging it. Number one, discussed the Mayer Tomei and the Mayer Tor. We look only the Mayer Tomei. Number two, we discussed over here. Now we have this category, we only judge the amount that you see on top, not the thickness. Some say if it's congealed, you do. A third question is by a thick baguette, we only look at the ear itself. And about stretchable garments, yesh lotan. Now, negate a mekesim, we say over here that less than shear a kibbutz for oid, the maisu mekel. What about over here if the kesim is black? Do we have the same heter? The same sugi over here. We're making the same clear. So Kivega over here on Sefei, he brings down the Ravid, and also the father of the Eshkol. They come along and say that the whole clear over here upon Machilis, the blood is red. Other Machilisim, that's all there is red. So you have black over here, you have no clear. And therefore you find something as a kesem on the undergarments that's black, we have no clear to be Machmer.
I'm sorry, nowadays we're just going based on
the... No, even those days, there's no machalism, even those days. We'll get to the Cholkim. And there are those who pass this like this, Pivegar, the Chadish goes this way, let's say Vosno, or Vyashiv, they want Taino. This will be Vosno does write in Tshuva, that he says, Kamei Edim Nami, every single time we find black inside a Kesem, it's the Mamish not Dam, it's coming from someplace else. Come on, not Shaykh, they usually have something that's really black, that's Dam. Fine. They turn this concept over here. Atzad Hasheni, there are two other mahalchim over here. One is, what is a machoilis? So Rashi in Shabbos writes, the Rambam writes, Pirush Mishnayis, machoilis is a kino, it's lice. That's all, it's all is machoilis. What about parushim, or parush? So also the Rambam says, that's nichol together of machoilis. Machoilis ladak kino, is even a parush. What am I? The smag you aim say. Vatruma molchay meiri other shanim parish. Parish lemaisa the blood the swarm says black. People try and tell me that you. It's not a kino. Again, I'm not sure, but people tell me the big jukim when you kill it, the blood is black.
That's a kind of
blood. Fine. I see blood that comes out. That's black. Building upon that, coming to the Torah and says, we're going to be machmor on anything that's black. Depends if Purushim are motzi or not. Are things around or not? Even the Graz or Chashukhan seem to understand, we're not going to be machmor, it depends on the motzi. Now, are they motzi or not? It's very interesting. The Be'er Moshe, the Abbasina says it depends if it's motzi. It's in the miracle of Maisha, they're not motzi. He's from Barapak. Netta Gavriel, he writes, depends if it's motzi. He says, yeah, the Chord are motzi, even in America. He's from Barapak. He says, certainly camp the motzi. So, I'm not sure what happened. Maybe one was 20 years, 30 years later. But Maisa, there, again, there could be the parsha might be motzi, and if the motzi, you can be tail upon it. That's the second malach. Say, bite. You can be tail upon the dam. They're around. And therefore, you kill them, and maybe the dam is coming from them.
Is it depending on the size of the parish, or is it we also go straight?
We'll get to that if we kill them or not. That's going to be the next difference. A third shito, when that means you have one shito, Maisa machmer. A second shito, which right be tail, now, ladaf, can a kina, either in case of a parish, depends on the motzi or not. The third sheet is the male stalker, and Bikin Lumus Archonim come from three avenues what you make across the board. Number one, we know the loch already is, by blood, is Dhamma Dhamma. We have four dams, and what happens? The dam, why is it black? It's red, the shloka, they got hit, they got had a mark over here, and they return black. So this is Masham and Machelusim, the blood that's red does not turn black. Maybe it's the same thing. Same concept, just like an Isha's dam, shloka turns black. So also, a machalus of a bug turns black. Aleph says Masham. Second says Moshe. It's nichl the concept of legosu. In those days, the machalus was nichl the category of side kingdom side purushim, and then it was legosu. He also legosu whether it's red or black or beer. A third thing coming from the Vayatsev, he says over here the dam shocher that comes from gufa is loshriach. They were not going to the black that came from body loshriach. So three different swords in one time of what he make, and therefore the male stock of Maisa is Michael. Moshe is true about it and says right over here that the Kiveri is quoting the Dasi Yochel, it says it to me. The Vyatsi went this way, the Berkut passed this way, that even on the Kesem it's black for Maisa, he can't be Michael, even though it's less than Sheikh Gris. That means, what? That could be quoting to him, but like I said three reasons for that reason. Kenzai. He himself said two reasons. Maisa comes out, what you with a sheer of black that's a Kesem, against Machloge, some of Machmer, some say Pentim Shriach. So Makel, as far as I see, when you get a pad, Maisel Eilim seems to be Makel numerous times about it in the Gair, this concept. Again, it seems to be they have this on Hoka that will tail upon the black, just like the sheer red, less than Machel, so Maisel will be Makel. The last point over here is, let's say you find again a Kesem that's less than 10 millimeters, Maisel's motor. Do you have a Chia Bediko? Make sure, everything's beside it, everything's fine. Says the Chedushim of Urim, he comes along and says, Efshle Bure, go check, Yevachir, go check, Yevachir Bediko. We have a clear, maybe it's Machailis, maybe it came from somewhere else. Go Mavar, go find out. Go do a Bediko, and go check. Maisa's form, bring him down, of Grandman, Satzal, I think. Right, Satzal. And he comes along, and the form all bring down, they argue, but they have different showing us how to argue. That means that those more Taina, it's true, Chazal, Mekel, Heim, Omru, Behem, Omru. But still is correct to check. Dochin to do a bediko over here. The Yashu says the Maisa is correct to do a bediko. Why? Efshel Avurei. The Avodah says the Maisa is correct to go do a bediko. Because Asum Shlomo Kubur, maybe you have no machos to Mizmanze. Let's be choshi to go do a bediko. Kodeshani says it's correct to go do a bediko. If you have a Mishnah needed after you give him an Aleph, in the second parak, call Yad Amar Belivdak, by Noshim, Mishubeches. So the Shlomo, again, the Avodah and the Yashu and the Kodeshani all say you should check. Come with three different reasons, and therefore when you find a custom, go check. The Maiso, as I hear some sounds in the background over here, can't be, can't say. No, let's your man have a lawyer, you know. So first they point out, the Abiyoyim has a tshuva, and he quotes from Vosner, and he quotes from Chodeshani, but ich yala ladas, Chazal come along to say, I'm some of the Maiso to be Mekel over here. That's the whole east side over here, Chazal said, some to be Mekel. You come along to go do a bediko. The way the Oscar brings it down, when you do a bediko, you have nothing to gain and much to lose. Those are the words. The Maisa, you're going to gain. No. You lose it. What's going to happen? You do a bediko. You might have something neutral in Mimus. It's a mash over here. You might have scratched yourself. Now you have a chazoka, a chashter, a has a gosher. You have a big problem over here. And Lamaisa, it seems Rav Shlomach himself and Truman, he goes back and forth about it. It's interesting. He himself is not clear, but he writes, Balei Ro Ma'ilam Le'Nogu Kein L'Diel Shetarach B'diko. Balei Ro never tells a person that way. Gamzi is not clear what it comes out himself in the end. But he says, we never heard such a thing. You come to a Rav with an undergarment, you see a Kassim, he says Mutter. No one says a concept. And that's the Pashas, we'll get to the same question. When we'll say, if you would also be a big tumult over there, when you have an Eidim Kabbal tumult, a big day for you should do a B'diko. It's Kain the Simma Machalik, it's a drop different. The Mugger Ro seemed to not tell Nochrim to go have a Chia B'diko. The Maisa, those one time you have a Dim B'diko or Nochrim Livdok, especially it's a Mishnah. They point out, Bezmanazer, we do not follow the Mishnah, because usually we have Chumras that lead to problems over here. Usually not being Mavara, and the Sug of Efshlavuay, when you look at Simma Kofiud, was Efshlavuay when we have a complete Bureau. Over here, at the end of the day, we usually just left with Sveikis. And the Bezkachu over there points out, we left with Sveikis, Lav Daka, Vechiv Efshlavuri, which is Starkest Svar, you're not being Mavara. You just left with problems over here. And you're going to ask the Isha, it's our problems. That Lamaisa we don't go do. That's not our concept over here. And therefore, the Hanhoga seems to be that we say, Loi Gozu, less than the grid is 19 millimeters, black and red. And then we do not tell an Oshman to go do Badikas.
How much time do you have to do Badika if you all do three? If you all do that, right?
Do B'dikah whenever you can,
you
whenever you start.
Red. Oh, you don't have red.
I lost you.
You have to find out.
No, it's red.
Go to rabbi.
No, in case you know it's red, it's not a question. Not red. But again, you know it's red. You have a kesem. The Rosh tells you it's red, except less than shikras. You yourself took a penny. You covered it, no problem. So that's the machnim saying go do B'dikah. One less. Or they do point out, however, let's say you find a kesem that's less than shikras, or let's say we did find him. Or something that is not Mekabal Tumo, the Shalash should be Parish from your wife. Shalash should be Parish. That means the Sefer Ol Tzoro is like Dom over there, Zaskomo, by Rav Forsheimer, right? Over there he writes that even though Lo Yishamanu Lo Yinu, anyone say that Locha to be Parish from your wife, but Vad is Posh, that's the Sechel Yosh over here. Pritar brings it down, I think calls it Tver Tzvi over there, that Pritar is the same, I know, the same. A Forsheim over there, and the Berkeley says over all the time, what do you mean, Parish? He says, what's the story? The halacha will get to Simon Kuf by hey, is that when you do Tashbish and you find Dam, the halacha is you have to chew by a mazid, by a shirk, if you're an oinus, the mazid says, no problem. Oinus, no chiyu chuva, not your chayat, not your responsibility, what do you want? You're asking the mitzvah, 100%, no problem. The everyone asks a question, if that's the halacha of Ramah, how can you say the first alchait, pain oinus, pain rotzen, we'll have to tell you upon that. How's Ramah work out with the first alchait? Fine, that's the side. But they do point out, that if you know something's happening over here, she has a kesem, she's staining. Whether it's big day tzavoyim, not makabel tumo, or lashon shegris, she's staining. You can't say you're not this. You can't say that I know. It's she's mutter, she's tar. And the other form say, pentamot, you should wait 24, let's give it one number, 24 hours, wait 24 hours, and then before, after 24 hours, wipe externally with a big day tzavoyim to make sure nothing's happening. That means take something that's yellow, wipe externally, make sure nothing's happening, then Tashmish is fine. But otherwise, if you do Tashmish and you find the Aver, the Dinder rice, you have to fast 40 days, you have all the Lachlan fasting, the Akshash rice, you can ask for Isha. And therefore, when you have the Sugi of she's Mutter. No problem, no Hok is over here. When you get to the Sugi of Tashmish, the Swam is Manenu, the Paiskim is Manenu, whether Berkowitz or Lakewood, they say, should be purged 24 hours, then do an external Bedika, not inside, because else you have lead to issues, with a big date Savoy, and make sure everything is Beseder. I think we say that might see a motor. When any kesem, again, I said 24 hours. That means if it's a drop of mashu, you have to be secheldik. That means he's constantly staining. You don't like, let's take a chance. You don't do that. No, you have to use your seichel. That means sometimes a rov might tell you 2 days. Sometimes a rov might tell you 12 hours. But I think 24, that seems to be the standard thing they say over. But it's just saying a little bit, a lot. What's causing it? What's the reasons? Musluk and non-musluk. There's a lot of things, taking pills, not taking pills. There's a lot of things getting involved. But the concept is certainly there. That you cannot say, I'm an oinus, when you know something's happening. Right? The whole idea to say an oinus, when you know oinus. If something's happening, the seichel tells you, be parish. Because otherwise, you're leaving off or leaning to the case of the rices.
What time of the month this is?
What?
What is in the middle of the month? That's
all
the time
for us. Again, why is she standing for? Why is it happening for? Middle month, nothing's supposed to happen. Okay. We're matching her. It's not bugs. Everyone knows that. It's like Gozu. It's not bugs. If you have bugs, you have other issues to worry about, not this. No, no bugs. Elamai is like Gozu. Like Gozu is my Shishimoter. We have to be parish. But she's Torah. She is 100% Torah. She is Torah, no problem. Except when if something happens to Mizman Tashmish, you cannot say I'm an oinus. You can, no, because you know something's happening. That means as one person said, you know, I'm going to have color sheets and make sure not to go look. I said, you worried? Like, yeah, that's I'm going to have color sheets. So obviously you're worried.
So obviously, worried like, is not a right, it's something's usher.
Why are you having colored sheets? And why are you making sure not to look? And make sure your wife not to look and wipe up right afterwards. Why? Because you're worried. That means you can't say noinus. It's where choshe with the gemara in Zayin Beis. The gemara in Zayin Beis, and when you have tashbush, is a chashash deraisa. It's like a bdika. It's a chashash deraisa. We're going to ask her. He finds his aver. He's 5 and 7. We're going to ask her. We're going to say also. Not expecting it. We're going to ask her it. Fine. Beis Hashem. Next time we'll go through both few tests. The sugya of Hatmashak was exactly on doing cases.